In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's lesson contains a familiar parable. As Jesus explains it, we're to be good soil. Soil that hears God's word, understands it, lets it take root in us, and then bears fruit. Fruit that will change, will provide some kind of change or transformation within us and in the world. Now, it's interesting that this parable isn't called the parable of the soil or the parable of the seed, because it focuses on both of those things. Instead, Jesus calls it the parable of the sower. So what are we supposed to learn from the sower? A sower went out to sow. Now, this sower seems to throw the seeds out, aiming for good soil. But a lot of seeds end up elsewhere. The sower seems to hope that the seed will find the right kind of soil while doing almost nothing to see that happens. I've always lived in urban or suburban areas, so I know very little about agriculture. But in recent years, I've witnessed the development of the Proctor Community Garden. And I've toured the OSU Endeavor Center up in Piketon, where they do a lot of experimental farming. And I've learned just from growing our own tomatoes that not all seeds bear fruit. But I also know that farmers and gardeners try to give them seed the best chance they can. None of the farmers that I know plant seeds by throwing them onto pathways or rocky soil or into thorn. Plant seeds in soil that is well cultivated. And most of the gardeners and farmers that I've observed place those seeds very carefully into the soil, spacing them out with precision. Our friend Ralph, who lives in the country, grows an amazing fruit and vegetable garden each summer. He starts planning his next garden before football season is even over. Seed catalogs, diagrams cover his dining room table. Ralph knows where the strawberries will go, which vegetables should be where, and what flowers attract bees and other insects. Ralph would never just throw seeds around, hoping that they would land in the right place. Each one seems to be lovingly put in the ground into soil that he has well prepared so that he can get the most out of the harvest to share with his friends and family. Now, if we think about it, nature seems to work quite differently. Wind blows seeds from trees and flowers all over the place. Sometimes they land on good soil. Sometimes in places where they don't stand a chance. Then insects and birds cross-pollinate and drop seeds as they move about. Fruit falls from trees and vines, and then it cracks open and exposes more seeds that may or may not go on to bear fruit. The more I thought about it, I think the sower in today's parable sounds more like nature than the experienced human farmer or gardener. And perhaps this is how the original gardener, the God of creation in Genesis, actually works. To me, it seems kind of wasteful, almost irresponsible, to just scatter seeds wherever and they might land. But to the God of abundance, to the God of grace and mercy and love, perhaps that's the right way to go about it. After all, most of us have seen flowers blooming from cracks in sidewalks where thousands of feet walk each day. We've seen vines that climb up the side of brick buildings that rarely get in. Good soil that allows for growth and fruit may be found where we least expect. When Christ Church was involved in the recasting project, one of the questions that we ask ourselves was, what if the church stepped outside of its building, scattering seeds of God's love in every corner of the city? What might be possible if our ministries extended beyond the walls of our sanctuary or our fellowship hall? I think about a group of faith leaders that I belong to called Tri-State Family Connection. We only have one mission, and it's to be present with those with substance use disorder and their family members as they make their way through the criminal justice system. By being present to these families with everything from community resources to prayer, we're working, or hopefully working, to transform the lives of those who've landed on the margins. This presence by lay and clergy people seems like the work of the good sower. The people we encounter in the courtroom or out in the waiting room may never darken the door. So that's why we keep showing up. Because all of us are called to go beyond our walls, called to go into places where God's work is already being done, even if the soil seems rocky or poor. We'll never know what might happen in the lives we encounter if we sow the seeds of the kingdom with abandon. This parable of the sower challenges all of us to scatter seed broadly and widely. Perhaps it also challenges the powers and principalities of this world. Most Christians would agree that one role of government is to provide some degree of help to those in dire need. Benefits for those who have just lost their jobs, food for hungry families, a safety net for the most vulnerable. But in practice, we often prefer to save those resources for those whom we deem the worthiest of good soil. The message is clear. Help is only for those who are deserving, and those in power to decide who is deserving enough. We spend millions of dollars and thousands of hours trying to regulate how and on whom public money is spent. While the need is real, the parable of the sower flies in the face of this kind of careful and calculated regulation. God gives freely, hoping to find good soil, but with no guarantee that it will happen. This kind of lavish abundance, this grossly distributed grace, is a call and a challenge for us to go and do likewise. Last week, Deacon Paul suggested we consider who needs to be included at our table. This week, our challenge is to become extravagant sowers of the Word of God, scattering the seeds of new life wherever we go. Amen.